The New Dream, Heaven on Earth. I want you to forget everything you have learned in your whole life. This is the beginning of a new understanding, a new dream. The dream you are living is your creation. It is your perception of reality that you can change at any time. You have the power to create hell, and you have the power to create heaven. Why not dream a different dream? Why not use your imagination and your emotions to dream heaven? Just use your imagination and a tremendous thing will happen. Imagine that you have the ability to see the world with different eyes whenever you choose. Each time you open your eyes, you see the world around you in a different way. Close your eyes now, and then open them and look outside. What you'll see is love coming out of the trees, love coming out of the sky, love coming out of the light. You will perceive love from everything around you. This is the state of bliss. You perceive love directly from everything, including yourself and other humans. Even when humans are sad or angry, behind these feelings, you can see that they are also sending love. Using your imagination and your new eyes of perception, I want you to see yourself living a new life, a new dream, a life where you don't need to justify your existence and you are free to be who you really are. Imagine that you have permission to be happy and to really enjoy your life. Your life is free of conflict with yourself and with others. Imagine living your life without fear of expressing your dreams. You know what you want, what you don't want, and when you want it. You are free to change your life the way you really want to. You are not afraid to ask for what you need, to say yes or no to anything or to anyone. Imagine living your life without the fear of being judged by others. You no longer rule your behavior according to what others may think about you. You're no longer responsible for anyone's opinion. You have no need to control anyone, and no one controls you either. Imagine living your life without judging others. You can easily forgive others and let go of any judgments that you have. You don't have the need to be right, and you don't need to make anyone else wrong. You respect yourself and everyone else, and they respect you in return. Imagine living without the fear of loving and not being loved. You're no longer afraid to be rejected, and you don't have the need to be accepted. You can say, "I love you," with no shame or justification. You can walk in the world with your heart completely open and not be afraid to be hurt. Imagine living your life without being afraid to take a risk and to explore life. You're not afraid to lose anything. You're not afraid to be alive in the world. And you're not afraid to die. Imagine that you love yourself just the way you are. You love your body just the way it is. And you love your emotions just the way they are. You know that you're perfect just as you are. The reason I ask you to imagine these things is because they're all entirely possible. You can live in the state of grace, the state of bliss, the dream of heaven. But in order to experience this dream, you must first understand what it is. Only love has the ability to put you in that state of bliss. Being in bliss is like being in love. You're floating in the clouds. You're perceiving love wherever you go. It is entirely possible to live this way all the time. It's possible because others have done it, and they're no different from you. They live in bliss because they have changed their agreements and are dreaming a different dream. Once you feel what it means to live in a state of bliss, you will love it. You will know that heaven on earth truly exists. Once you know that heaven exists and you know it's possible to stay there, it's up to you to make the effort to do it. 2,000 years ago, Jesus told us about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of love. But hardly anyone was ready to hear this. They said, "What are you talking about? My heart is empty. I don't feel the love that you're talking about. I don't feel the peace that you have." You don't have to do this. Just imagine that his message of love is possible, and you'll find that it is yours. The world is very beautiful and very wonderful. Life can be very easy when love is your way of life. You can be loving all the time. This is your choice. You may not have a reason to love, but you can love because to love makes you so happy. Love in action only produces happiness. Love will give you inner peace. It will change your perception of everything. You can see everything with the eyes of love. You can be aware that there is love all around you. When you live this way, there's no longer a fog in your mind. The mitote has gone on a permanent vacation. This is what humans have been seeking for centuries. For thousands of years, we've been searching for happiness. Happiness is the lost paradise. Moses called it the promised land. Buddha called it nirvana. Jesus called it heaven. And the Toltecs called it a new dream. This way of life is possible, and it's in your hands. But your identity is mixed with the dream of the planet. All of your beliefs and agreements are there in the fog. You feel the presence of the parasite and believe it is you. This makes it difficult to let go, to release the parasite and create the space to experience love. You're attached to the judge, attached to the victim. Suffering makes you feel safe because you know it so well. But there's really no reason to suffer. The only reason you suffer is because you choose to suffer. If you look at your life, you'll find many excuses to suffer. But a good reason to suffer you will not find. The same is true for happiness. The only reason you're happy is because you choose to be happy. Happiness is a choice, and so is suffering. Maybe we cannot escape from the destiny of the human, but we have a choice: to suffer our destiny or to enjoy our destiny. To suffer or to love and be happy. To live in hell or to live in heaven. My choice is to live in heaven. What's yours?